The legislative task force charged with coming up with a way to pay for post-secondary scholarships for some of the state's smartest students is finding they need some explanation of what the Parnell administration's bill requires before they can come up with enough money to pay for it. As an example of the confusion left after the legislature approved the program this spring, Homer Republican Paul Seaton asked at a meeting this morning about the amount of time that successful students will have to use their grants. He says the scholarship is valid for only 8 semesters. But the university in Anchorage shows that only 16% of students and only 25% of the students in Fairbanks graduate over that 4-year period.
I mean, we're talking $20 to $40 million a year, depending on whether we have a needs-based component from the legislature. And I'm hearing from the largest institutions in the state that, it's not going to even cover the duration of most students' required or effective study time.
Diane Behrens, the executive director of the state's Post-Secondary Education Commission, said that's come up before and needs to be addressed. Only part of the issue can be dealt with by regulation, and students will be informed that the value of their scholarship will decrease if they take less than a full load of courses.
I think there's going to be a combination of factors relative to our scholar recipients that should produce markedly better four or five year graduation rates. So I think that rather than accept that, the reality of current data and current outcomes, that the objective is to have this cohort of students drastically improve.
The task force will next meet on October 8th in Fairbanks with a report due to the full legislature and the governor by December 1st.